Well, I'm glad the issue has to do with procedural challenges rather than a security threat to the country. For me, I see absolutely nothing fundamentally or intrinsically wrong with keeping them in the country so far as we do things with recourse to the law. Things would have to be done in accordance to what the statutes say, because so far we have not had any shred of evidence to suggest that their stay in the country posed any form of security threat. So for me, as an agreement we reached with the U.S., and I would only suggest that we respect it, and as a goodwill gesture, we should keep them in the country so long as they don't pose any security threat to the country. These guys are not ex-convicts. They have not been found guilty by any competent court of jurisdiction. They have not been charged. They are as innocent as you and I. Just that is a historical antecedent to what is going on. But for me...
Are we then doing the beating of the U.S.? Because, you know, it was an agreement. 2 years. The 2 years has elapsed. Why do we then continue to host them? And the other side of the argument is also that there are those who said, well, if the U.S. government or the president of the U.S. have passed such a denigratory remarks about Africans, why do we continue to keep their garbage in our country?
When Obama was campaigning to be the president, he promised to close down the Guantanamo Bay because there were so many innocent people there. As a result, he went into partnership with so many countries all across the world, from Western Europe, such as Belgium, France, even the U.K., to Asia, to Africa, with so many countries, to take in these ex-detainees who, as it were, come from countries that have bad human rights records, or that wouldn't be safe for them to return to, like Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt, Libya, etc. We were not worse in the first place to accept this deal. And let me also state categorically that there's nowhere in the deal that says after the 2 years elapsed, they are supposed to be sent out of the country. It's renewable.
What do we stand to gain from this?
For me, I think it would harness our relationship with the U.S. more. It would consolidate it, and we'll be doing more of business. That is, of course, beneficial to not just the people of the U.S., but the people of Ghana as well.
You just heard security analyst Adib Sani in that interview with Felix Kofi.